So every 90 days is a change. 90 days is a good route to check inside on your relationships. Don't over-evaluate your relationships every single day. When you're in trouble in a relationship, you hammer it out, you set it down for 90 days, and then you come back and look at it. Because if you keep evaluating it all day long, all week long for that 90 days, you just tear it up. You got to do what you got to do, talk about what you got to talk about, make a mission to do some stuff, and 90 days later, come back and see how you've done. That's the best chance you got at improving. If you over-evaluate it that whole 90-day period, you just smother it with fault and failing, waiting for the other person to fall. I'm doing this, you're not doing that. I gave a lot of it. I gave you this over here, you didn't give me back over there. Then it becomes an evaluation game. Once you get into that thing and start evaluating who's up in the relationship, you're just in hell. So it's a fascinating, exciting adventure until some of those very deep, sometimes quite forgotten, emotionally damaging conflicts start to rear their head. Because you can keep them down for a period of time, but all of a sudden they come out. And then that person sees you whack out for that minute, and you're like, oh, I just lost it for a second. Don't worry about that. And inside they're going, oh my God, who is that? I thought I knew this person, right? So those are the things. So it has to be, how can I be a fascinating, exciting adventure getting to know people if I don't know myself? That's what this becomes about. Who am I? What am I like to be in a personal relationship with? I got people that would complain very big about that. And say that I was not a great person to be in a personal relationship with, you know? And I have people in my life today, though, that would say that I was a wonderful person to be in a relationship with. And that is only by the grace of God. I believe at the end of the day, we're going to end up finding out, who did we love? Who loved us? That's how we live eternally. We live eternally through others.